writer Sarah Kaufman calls verbs the underrated stars of the English language. We've all learned in school that verbs are action words necessary for a complete sentence, but in her new book, Verb Your Enthusiasm, Sarah makes the case for exploring the treasury of verbs at our disposal to really elevate our writing. Verb Your Enthusiasm offers lots of tips, writing examples, and exercises, and has chapters on brushing up on grammar, dealing with that pesky passive voice, the science behind the power of verbs, and more. This book would be great for new writers who may want some tips on honing their style, as well as seasoned writers who may be looking to liven up their craft. Our What We're Reading interview begins with Sarah Kaufman explaining the magic of verbs.
They have so many mysterious powers. You know, they connect our nouns, our thoughts, our ideas. They fuel our stories, but they're not only action words, or, as you know, we learned in school, the engine of a sentence. They are little fireballs of language, but by that I mean they're really an artistic tool. And that's what's so exciting for writers, that vivid and precise verbs, finding really the right verb for what you want to say, can instantly make your writing more clear, more energetic, and more memorable. Because verbs are so evocative and they're so efficient, they can contain a lot of drama and emotion just in the word itself. So many writing problems might in fact be verb problems, where, you know, choosing the right verb can allow you to eliminate clutter, get to the point, make your point more clear, more poetic, perhaps, if that's what you're looking for. And so there's so many interesting things about verbs that go way beyond what we learned in high school. And that's really what inspired me here. The more I looked at it as a book lover, as a writer myself, that was what I wanted to bring out, was how they're a fabulous artistic tool for writers.
So a little background on your work as a writer. You were a dance critic for many years. Can you tell us a little about that and how maybe writing about the motion and the movement of dance fueled your writing about verbs?
Yes, absolutely. So I was the dance critic of the Washington Post for 27 years, and I came into the job as a very young person. I had experience as a dancer myself. I had trained in dance. I had done some freelance dance writing, but I was pretty young when I started as the dance critic. And I thought, you know, what can I bring to this? Like, what is my strength here? I'm not someone at this point who has a vast body of experience. I didn't have a lot of scholarly knowledge. So I leaned into my own understanding of the visceral feeling of dancing, and also wanting to deliver that and share that with my readers, the excitement of what I was seeing, how it felt to be in the room with this very active, dynamic art form. So I guess my writing developed as a way to express that. And every now and then I'd get a comment, you know, from an editor or another reader, you know, oh, you use verbs so well, which got me thinking, you know, oh, okay, I guess maybe, you know, maybe this is my strength here. And it fit in with my goal to want to share the feeling and the look and what I was seeing and hearing and feeling in the theater. So that did tie in, that the use of verbs tied in very powerfully with what I wanted my writing to deliver.
So in your book, Verb Your Enthusiasm, you point out that verbs are kind of underrated in writing. Can you tell us what you mean by that?
Well, I think that we overlook the expressive powers that we have in verbs, and particularly as speakers of English, we have a vast treasury of verbs that does not exist in other languages. There are some languages like English, which have what linguists call manner of motion verbs, but other languages don't necessarily have this wide variety of verbs. So I encourage writers to really explore this treasury of verbs that we have that are so expressive and so beautiful and so rich to really elevate writing. And I think that another way verbs are underrated in the first place is that they're actually invisible, right? They're almost like ghosts. I mean, if you take a man walking, we don't really see the verb, the walk, right? We see his legs move, but that's not the verb. I mean, the verb to walk doesn't leave footprints. It doesn't track dirt into the house. Those are what the feet do. The verb walk is how we interpret the change from one step to another, or how a person gets from point A to point B. But it's a very interpretive thing, which gets back to the art of it. Right? We could say the man walks. We could say the man struts. The man hobbles. I mean, that gets into the manner of motion. But I think that because verbs are intangible, and like I say, almost invisible as compared with nouns, we may not always think about, how can I best express that in a verb? How can I best express that action? We just kind of want to get to it. And of course, as a writer, you may not want to load your writing up with a lot of fancy verbs. I mean, that comes across as really artificial and awkward. But finding that perfect verb for an expressive purpose can really make the difference.
This is What We're Reading on KAXE KBXE, and I'm talking with writer Sarah Kaufman about her new book, Verb Your Enthusiasm: How to Master the Art of the Verb and Transform Your Writing. Sarah, what would you say are mistakes that people make with verbs in their writing? And what do you recommend for finding just that perfect verb?
So I've been teaching writing for many years, and what I often see, and I've taught students of all ages in all different types of settings and mid-career and college students and so forth. What I often find is that a lot of writing problems can be verb issues, and that one of the main issues is kind of clutter. So I'll give you an example. Like you might have a sentence like this. The chef was facing the dinner rush, so she decided to put together something quick and easy so no one would know how nervous and unprepared she was. Okay, so that's a perfectly normal sentence, perfectly fine. There's nothing ungrammatical about it, but it's kind of wordy. It doesn't really give you a picture of what's happening, it just explains it. And so, if you wanted to kind of upgrade the sentence a little bit, make it a little bit more visual, more exciting, show, not tell, you could say something like, the dinner rush loomed, the chef swallowed her nerves and whisked and whipped, chopped and dripped, and within minutes, she served up glistening perfect omelets. So there, a sort of little story is being told, right? I'm telling her, let's use the active voice. Instead of the story is being told, I'm telling a story with the verbs, loomed and swallowed her nerves and whisked and whipped. And like I say, you don't want to have a whole page of sentences that are that loaded with a lot of actions. That would be like having a conversation with that person who's constantly gesturing and sort of distracting, your attention. But if you find that your writing feels a little flat, or someone says, this is kind of an editor says that this is kind of wordy. Can you get to the point? Can you make it a little bit more visual? Look at the verbs, and that may be a place where you can tighten, add drama, add action, get a picture very clear.
Another thing your book teaches us is that searching for the right verb might actually reveal something true about ourselves. How so?
Yeah, so Because verbs are interpretive, we interpret the world around us through verbs. They're kind of the medium by which we meet the world. The change that we see, the actions that we see, that's the change in life, in our thoughts, in our feelings. And so we have to bring ourselves to how we interpret this. So I'll give you a quick example. Someone might be writing a passage and say, she's afraid, or she was too frightened to move. Well, another way to say that by using verbs in an expressive way is possibly something like, she felt her chest fill with ice, freezing her lungs and choking her breath. So that comes from my own experience of what it feels like to be very, very afraid. But you may have, or another writer may have, a very different experience. Maybe it feels like heat. Maybe it feels like utter paralysis, and you might describe it in a different way with different verbs. And that's what I'm talking about there. That what I hope to do with my book is inspire writers of anything, whether it's an email or a blog post or a novel, a poem, nonfiction, journalism, to inspire writers to really search their imaginations, open up their creativity, to interpret actions in ways that feel very, very authentic to what they're seeing, very honest, very true, and authentic. And verbs are such a wonderful key to unlocking this potential in your mind.
Sarah Kaufman's new book is Verb Your Enthusiasm: How to Master the Art of the Verb and Transform Your Writing. It's what we're reading. I'm Tammy Bobrowski.